into my prison of loneliness and fear over a fancied slight or hurt. Talking things over with them, great floods of enlightenment showed me myself as I really was, and I was like them. We all had hundreds of character traits, fears and phobias, likes and dislikes in common. Suddenly, I could accept myself, faults and all, as I was. For weren't we all like that? And accepting, I felt a new inner comfort and the willingness and strength to do something about the traits I couldn't live with. It didn't stop there. They knew what to do about those black abysses that yawned ready to swallow me when I felt depressed or nervous. There was a concrete program designed to secure the greatest possible inner security for us long-time escapists. The feeling of impending disaster that had haunted me for years began to dissolve as I put into practice more and more of the 12 steps. It worked. An active member of AA since 1939, I feel myself a useful member of the human race at last. I have something to contribute to humanity, since I am peculiarly qualified as a fellow sufferer to give aid and comfort to those who have stumbled and fallen over this business of meeting life. I get my greatest thrill of accomplishment from the knowledge that I have played a part in the new happiness achieved by countless others like myself. The fact that I can work again and earn my living is important, but secondary. I believe that my once overweening self-will has finally found its proper place, for I can say many times daily, "Thy will be done, not mine," and mean it.